You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penny, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Where are we going in the world fashion this morning? What's been catching your eye?
Well, I thought we'd talk about Chefcore.
Chefcore. This one I don't think I have seen nor heard of yet, so I am fascinated to hear about this.
I just love how it's like putting core on the end of anything. It starts a new trend.
The age of the internet. Here we are.
Yeah. So this is coined by menswear writer Clayton Chambers, and it's about chefs ditching their traditional formal whites for a more casual aesthetic. If we think of like Anthony Bourdain, which was quite a few years ago, but it's been made popular by the TV show The Bear, or the streaming show The Bear.
I see.
With the character Carmen Burzetto wears a white t-shirt instead of his normal whites, despite having, I think he'd won a Michelin star or something, so he's kind of up there. And he does end up giving his protege a Tom Brown chef's jacket. So I presume that you can actually get them from high-end designers.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, to be honest, that you could buy, an expensive designer-made traditional chef's jacket, because food is, also one of those things that has so much, money and culture and class kind of embedded in it. Of course, there would be the bougie designer crossover.
Yeah, and so a lot of quite well-known restaurants in London are now letting their front of house adopt a more casual kind of uniform. Like the restaurant St. John is allowing people to wear laid-back corduroy made by Savile Row Taylor Drakes.
Oh, so just a very casual bit of Savile Row corduroy.
Yeah.
Just really laid back front of house. I thought you'd be like t-shirt and jeans. No. So we're talking high-end restaurants. Is this the kind of world we're speaking about?
I see. So that led me to think, well, how did they come up with this original white uniform? Because it always seems really weird to me that they're wearing white.
I know. Yeah. They're cooking.
Hello, Steve.
Yeah. I specifically, if I'm wearing a white t-shirt when I'm cooking, I will go and get changed, because I am not good at not keeping it off that cotton.
My shirt wants
cotton.
A bite.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I don't even wear white because,
because you're a goth.
And you just brush past something and,
Yeah, exactly.
So the chef's uniform is credited to the first celebrity chef, Marie Antoine Karim, I think, from 1822. He basically was abandoned at 8 during the French Revolution and worked his way up through kitchens and ended up cooking for Napoleon Bonaparte and also George IV when he had that infamous dinner with 120 dishes at the Brighton Pavilion.
Oh, yes. Very famous bougie meal.
Yeah. And also he cooked for Alexander the First, Tsar of Russia.
Wow.
And he, in his cookbooks, he would sketch himself, and I don't know why, but in 1822 his sketch was called Le Maitre Hotel Francois. And it was two chefs side by side, which was him and someone else, wearing white hats, double-breasted coats and aprons.
Wow.
And he thought that because lawyers and doctors wore, dressed in a certain way, that chefs should too.
Okay.
So in 1878, the uniform became en vogue when another guy called Auguste Escoffier, he made it compulsory for his staff to wear a uniform in restaurants. And he also redesigned the buttons into French knots, so it was easier to get it off if you got burnt or anything.
Oh, that's really interesting, because that's something that I've always thought about, is there's a practical element, obviously. The white seems to be counterintuitive to that, but, the pants that you quite often see chefs wear now are, totally great material for getting stains out, very sort of non-stick material as well. So that French knot thing was like a safety mechanism, basically.
Yeah, and it turns out that white, because it deflects heat rather than absorbs it, so it's a bit cooler.
Okay.
And it's like the double-breasted coat is made from a heavy fabric, so, it protects them from hot spills, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's also reversible, like you can flip the double-breasted bit over so that you can hide the stains. And it's supposed to be pristine white for food prep and to represent influence and authority.
Okay.
Yeah. The pants are normally black and white houndstooth because it hides stains and they're more lightweight fabric and breathable. Now, the chef's hat is the thing that I just kind of am fascinated by.
It's the little mushroom top. The little, it looks like those things that people put on turkey legs in America, you know, the little weird little.
Why does it have to be so tall?
I didn't know about that. Well, I've got the answer for that. So the white hat is called a torque blanche, which is, torque is an Arabic word for hat, and blanche is, of course, white. It holds a lot of symbolism. Apparently, back in ancient Greece, the chefs there were known for being, like, pretty amazing. So they were sought after as spoils of war. They disguised themselves as monks in traditional clothing, including their stovepipe hats.
Ooh.
And that's where they started off, apparently.
Wow.
Crazy, eh? But they hold great symbolism because the taller the hat, the more experience the chef has.
He's got a bigger hat for all of his knowledge that he's storing underneath
his,
it.
His brain has grown.
I'm imagining the cone heads thing now.
Yeah.
Horrifying.
Someone's texted in, Penny, saying that they loved it when the black chef jacket came out. I'm presuming this person is a chef or was a chef. Apparently in the early 2000s they were asked by someone from World where to get the houndstooth chef pants from. I feel like every few years there's a bit of a trend for wearing chef's pants. I definitely had a pair of chef's pants when I was a student. I know that Bridge wears chef's pants, or to wear chef's pants a lot more. They're very comfortable, but you do sort of get a bit razzed by your mates who do work in kitchens being like, why are you wearing that?
You know, the cooler thing. I can't stop thinking about the white fabric being a bit cooler, because I just think about, for all the hospo warriors out there, how hot is a kitchen
it
in the summer?
It is so steamy. Yeah.
Like, I get it. I think I understand now.
Yeah, soup kitchen,
who
literally.
Who cares about the stains?
The other things about the hat is that the number of pleats in the hat shows how many cooking techniques the chef has mastered. So, yeah, I just kind of
thought
that was
weird. What I would want to know does that mean that when they learn a new technique, they add a new pleat to the hat, or do they have to buy a new hat with another pleat in it? Because does it mean the hat would get sort of gradually a little bit smaller, and, you know, as you pleat it a wee bit more? That's what I'd be interested to know.
Maybe it helps with the tallness, but maybe there's a specialty shop where you go and get your pleats added.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like getting a trim on your blazer if you become a school prefect or something.
Yeah.
Well, excellent stuff. Is anyone doing good chef core clothing at the moment? Any designers on the runway picking up what's being put out there by the folks from the Bear?
Well, I did go and have a look at the Savile Row Taylor Drakes and the corduroy, because I have a love for corduroy, and the women wearing the front of house suits, they do look really cool. They look kind of almost like 70s kind of
awesome.
Slightly, you know, bell-bottom leg sort of thing, and they just look really chic to me.
Sometimes the best pants, like the nicest pants you can find, especially in an op shop or something, tend to be old workwear pants, whether they are, like, tailored for style or made to be, like, actually quite practical. They're usually much better than anything you can just grab off the rack for a misc person out and about.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you, Penny, for bringing us a bit of chef core this morning. Have a great rest of your Monday, and we will see you soon.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Take care, bye.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep,
beep. Beep, beep. That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.